Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network, and Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Hey, we're going to be talking about the electronic cigarettes and the toxicity reports. Oh, yeah. Thought they were safer than regular cigarettes? Well, I'm sorry. I'm about to burst some bubbles, but you got to hear this stuff that's coming out of the scientific community on this now. Also, we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. So I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Today's devotional is in Psalms 37, verse 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold, the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Okay, so the contentious person, the contentious spirit. Know anybody like that? Obviously, God says they're not perfect and they're not upright. They got work to do. Well, we all have work to do, but you know them by their fruits. So mind the time, seek the Lord's face. Time grows short, and when that is the way, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, Northwestern neuroscientists. Hey, guess what they're doing? Northwestern University, they're developing brain chips. Yeah, they want to make people connect their brains to the internet. I'm not making it up. I'm not. Actually, Facebook been working on building a brain computer interface. Called the Neuralink. They even got a name for it already. So we've got neuroscientists saying that they want to be able to connect brains directly to the internet. You could just go to Wikipedia just by thinking a particular thought. It's all happening in Silicon Valley. That they wish they had thought of that at first, I guess. I don't know, Frank. Could you do that? I'm sorry. My brain is going to be disconnected. No hard wire, no Wi-Fi in my head going to the internet. Can't do it. All right. Next up in the quacker, study is proving Tylenol damages children's brains. Yep, this is Duke University. They did a study, wound up in the Journal of International Medicine, and their study suggests that when you take the Tylenol products,
We're, you know, they're classified as generally safe, and people think of them as harmless. But they have some, according to studies now, dangers to tell parents about. They are saying that when you take this product, it leads to autism and attention deficit disorders and hyperactivity. So they say that the female brain not as sensitive as the male brain is, which they say would explain why more male children are autistic and suffering from these other disorders. So the study was published. They are demanding, they're calling for urgent look into the long-term effects of this particular drug. They tell pregnant women, don't take it. And moving along, last but not least, in the Quack Report, an herb that I am very familiar with, and so are my family and my children, is mullein. And they say it's a very versatile herb. Long history. Basically, it's been used for a lot of inflammation disorders, especially related to glands and the lung system. So if you've got asthma and bronchitis, if you've got you know, strep throat, mononucleosis, just inflamed neck glands, I would just get some mullein out. I would make a big batch of mullein tea. You know, if my kids had swollen neck glands, you know, they got something, sore throat. And I put a washcloth in the warm tea, wring it out, but keep some of the mullein in the tea and wrap it around their neck. So I'd make a mullein wrap. And the inflammation in the glands and the soreness and tenderness would go away. You can also drink mullein tea, been used for centuries for all these type of disorders, including digestive complaints, sleep disorders, great for soothing glands, though. One of my favorite herbs to use for any kind of gland, prostate gland, thyroid gland, you just name it. It's one of them gland. It's just one of those herbs that gives you TLC to your glands. Just remember mullein. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about electronic cigarettes. You've heard them called e-cigs. They are people that say, well, they're vaping. They use e-cigs that are, use vapors. So the device that use for cigarette e-cigs, they pour a liquid into the device. It's called a mod, a mod. And often the mod contains a battery to help fuse the liquid into the vapor. And when the user presses the mod button, a connection is made, and the battery atomizer coil heats up. And this takes this liquid and puts it into an aerosol vapor, basically. So the vape liquids contain flavors, nicotine, and plant glycerin. So we're going to take a look at the medicinal establishment, what they're saying, what they're learning about the health risks that are associated with using this type of product. So we've got a quote here from the CDC, October 3rd, 2017, and they state, workers in diacetyl manufacturing are exposed to hazardous substances which contribute to abnormal lung function within 12 months, end of quote. Yeah, it creates a lung condition. We're going to talk about that. But we're going to take a quick break on the other side. We'll be right back.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about electronic cigarettes and what the medical industry is now saying about the health effects of these products. Right before the break, we were talking about what the CDC was talking about, the diacetyl manufacturing area. We're going to get into what that means. According to the American Lung Association, e-cigs containing the flavored varieties are causing what pulmonary physicians are calling popcorn lung. So the flavored liquids can contain a chemical called diacetyl or butanedione, and this is often added to foods for flavor. An example would be the butter flavor liquid they pour over your movie popcorn. Okay, so this chemical reacts differently in the lung as it is vaporized, causing lung disease. Now, e-cig users should ask why the employees that are manufacturing the diacetyl for the food flavor industry or movie popcorn or the microwave popcorn industry, why do they have to wear respiratory protection due to the high incidence of lung disease? Well, the CDC did issue a warning on diacetyl used flavorings causing lung disease for those that work around it. And such flavorings may be safe to eat, but not to breathe in. All right, so what makes these e-cigs so toxic? Well, according to an article in the November 2017 Journal of the Food and Chemical Toxicology, it's several ingredients, which are the propylene glycol, the vegetable glycerin, and the nicotine. Now, in a study, the scientists infected some rats with these components with inhalation for about 90 days as if they were, you know, smoking some e-cigs. So limited studies on each of the toxic ingredients have been done separately, but not all together in a mix. Now, the FDA is still assessing the research and making regulation changes on e-cigs in that marketplace as they go. And toxicology analysis was done afterward on the molecule level. And what they discovered is that when nicotine is added to those other ingredients, to those other compounds, it offers a subtoxic response. So keep in mind, the research was funded by Philip Morris International, which is referred to in the industry as competing interests. Therefore, they concluded that the toxicity was not considered life-threatening or acute, and that it was reversible when the inhalation of the vapors ceased. So the results showed almost similar response as if you would inhale any kind of aerosols that were toxic. This is what they listed: inflammation of the lung tissue, cell hyperplasia, squamous cell metasplasia, presence of high macrophage counts, in other words, immune white cells, immune system white cells, gene expression disruption, which is higher for females, and it created overwhelming down-regulation of gene sets with regard to your T cells, your immune system cells were really disengaged, okay? Xenobiotic enzymes affected when the nicotine was added. Also, lower hemoglobin counts, lower blood protein counts, lower calcium levels, fattier liver and higher liver enzymes, and also liver swelling and compression of the bile ducts. Well, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like it's not risky to your health to have that happen. While there was more research, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health reported on the physiological effects. That report was in the October 2017. And they stated that the electronic cigarette vapor affects pulmonary and molecule genes. So there, now they did not seem to be any conflicting interests with their research. Okay, so the cigarette company wasn't in there. And they concluded that the ingredients in the vapors do indeed alter gene expression in your lungs, in your liver, in your kidneys, your skeletal muscles, and even your brain, you know. And they also stated that the e-cigs alter the rhythmic genes that help with the body's ability to regulate systems and functions, such as, you know, your sleep cycle, your circadian rhythm. And this also increases your risk of disease when that's all messed up. Now, the research team was clear to state it was not the nicotine that caused these changes, but it was caused by the propylene glycol and the vegetable glycol glycerin ingredients. Here's what they said. They said both propylene glycol and the glycol alone were able to cause lung inflammation. Data suggests that inhaling vapors with such ingredients generated by the e-cigs affects the expression of circadian molecule clock genes in the systemic fashion. So they went on to say, disruption of the circadian rhythmic can cause a myriad of biological alterations. In the lungs, it disrupts the or exacerbates the immune response to bacterial agents. Okay, so you can lower the T cell function. It's depressed. Let's see, they also said this: our exposure is similar in principle to most tobacco cigarette smoke exposure systems and are instrumental in identifying the mechanisms behind pulmonary and systemic consequences, end of quote. Well, they took the cells and they wanted to stick them under the microscope. And according to Dr. Avira Ghosh of the Respiratory Critical Care Medical Department of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, they said an examination of lung tissue affected by e-cigs changes 300 proteins inside the epithelial cells. Now, these cells were compared to those of a traditional smoker, which only 78 proteins were altered. And we're supposed to think e-cigs are safer than traditional cigarette smoking. Here is a quote from Dr. Ghosh, and she says this: e-liquids rapidly enter cells, reduce membrane fluidity, and impair protein diffusion. These changes are not harmless and could progress to chronic lung disease, end of quote. All right, so also a study done in Australia at the Telethon Kids Institute showed that e-cigs cause lung damage. Here is Dr. Alexander Larcombe, who says this: most e-cigs contain potentially dangerous chemicals such as formaldehyde and will have some form of respiratory impact as well as full body effects from these devices, end of quote. Formaldehyde. Goodness. Well, you know, and that kind of makes sense from what I'm about to tell you. Reports are predicting we're going to have a whole generation of wheezing adults. That's what we're going to have. The University of Rochester Medical Center, they did a report February 2019, and their study got published in the journal Tobacco Control. Now, according to their report, people who use e-cigs are twice as likely to develop pulmonary wheezing compared to those who do not use the devices. So they report that it is the e-cig aerosols and the flavoring ingredients that do the most damage. And they also report lung inflammation and a lot of free radicals. They also warn that the e-cigs are not safe for lung health. They state that the wheezing is generated by serious health conditions and a narrowing of the airway. Here's a quote from their report. The changes we're seeing with vaping, both in laboratory experiments and studies of people who vape, are consistent with early signs of lung damage, which is very worrisome. Adults who vape are 1.7 times more likely to experience wheezing and difficulty breathing, end of quote. So think about this. You know, these kids that get these, we just had a series of lung viruses that made people have coughs for weeks and weeks. You know, and people said it was almost like a combination of the flu with, pneumonia. You know, these kids are going to have a hard time shaking stuff like that. They're already behind the eight ball because the T cell immune white cells are not functioning well in the lung area. They're changed. They're suppressed, if you will. So there has been, get this, 78% increase in e-cig use among high school seniors and 48% increase among 6th to 8th graders. And the FDA is actually rolling out new restrictions for e-cig manufacturers to not advertise their product to children. Obviously, the stats are worrisome to them as well. Well, you know, it's not really realistic to think that, you know, we can put something unnatural, an unnatural substance into the body and not have a negative effect. It may not happen overnight, but there is a saturation point in which the body is going to buckle under that abuse. Everything we put in the body affects us on a cellular level. Diet will actually change, either good or bad. It's going to change your DNA in 6 days. That's how much power you have. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here at our talk. And we're wrapping up our e-cig segment. You know, I don't know if you smoke out there or do the vaping or thought about doing it. You know, we're not supposed to smoke like a chimney. Either way you do it. So, you know, it may, for those who want to maybe to detoxify the system, purify the system, the good news is the takeaway from this research that I've been looking at in these recent reports is the damage that the e-cigs are causing. When you discontinue vaping, the body can recover. So the longer, though, the abuse goes on, the harder and longer it's going to take for the body to regenerate. So cleansing your system of all these residual toxins can help speed that recovery along. So you might want to call Apothecary Herbs. They have professional strength organ cleansing products to help cleanse the kidneys, the liver, help your brain, all these things. They even have immune formulas to help, you know, get that immune system up to full strength and, you know, improve that T-cell function. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That number's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they have the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's thepowerherbs.com because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So give them a call. Get a free catalog. Visit their website. Send them an email. Ask questions, you know, because that's your due diligence when you're looking after your health. All right. So we got a couple of things here we can talk about. And one of the things that people call me and ask me all the time is, you know, how can I have more energy? You know, how can I, you know, feel like I did when I was 20? Well, there's a lot you can do. And you can tweak the diet. You can, you know, decrease the amount of alcohol or caffeine and use some other nutrients to supercharge and infuse the system. So we're going to talk about, because we touched on it briefly the other day, we're going to talk about fast-tracking some nutrition into your system because, you know, our foods today are 50% less nutritious than they were in the year 1900. Because back in 1900 was pretty much the first time they started doing nutritional analysis on foods. So when they look back at those analysis compared to what we have today, the minerals are down, iron 50% down, a lot of our nutrition's way down in the foods, and it's basically because of how we're growing crops and livestock, basically. All right, so you know, who has time really to do a bunch of research on stuff? Most people don't. They just, you know, rush into a store and say, you know, what do you got for this? What do you got for that? And they just grab something and go. They really don't have the time to do a lot of in-depth research and comparisons. Many of the ads for supplements talk about, you know, it's packed full of super nutrition. But if you check the ingredient list, you may see a list of isolated chemical nutrients. And consumers aren't really sure what those are, but those are synthetic. They're not whole food anything. They are isolated. Even if it came from an organic source, when you isolate something, you have stripped it of the buffer alkaloids and other nutritional elements the body has to have with it to utilize it. So there's lots of hype out there. Marketing term, nutraceutical was batted around within the last 5 years, and some people don't even know what that means. Well, think of the word nutraceutical. It's supposed to be a natural nutrient that is also a pharmaceutical. I guess people feel better about taking their drugs when it's called that. I don't know. But when you take isolated synthetic supplements, it is considered by your body a pharmaceutical drug. It struggles to utilize it. So the body approaches that element as if you took a prescription drug. And I got that from a bunch of doctors that were reporting on how different it is for the body to use synthetics compared to whole foods, and that the synthetics will be mega doses of the element, and the whole foods would just be what's in food, which would not be a mega dose of anything. But the body was able to use the natural source that wasn't a mega dose and did just fine, whereas on the mega dose synthetic, the body had to use other nutritional elements it had to try to, you know, stabilize and uptake it. And so you get more done with less when it's a whole food is the point. Now, some of the popular grocery stores are stocking a lot of nutraceuticals alongside the standard type of supplements. And as more and more supplement companies, kind of get bought out or go out of business, you see more of the pharmaceutical companies picking that up. And I reported the other week, I hope you heard the show. If you didn't, you can go to thepowerherbs.com. They archive Herb Talk, and you can listen for free. You just download the show and listen there. But there's supplement companies that for the last 5 years or so, they've been going out and isolating certain nutrients. And the latest one was vitamin B12. I just did a show on that, Frank. Remember that? And when they do some research and isolate B12 and they say it does this and this and this and this, they fill out a report with the good old FDA, and they kind of claim, they stake a claim on vitamin B12. And then any product that claims to have vitamin B12 can't be sold because, you know, it's owned now by the pharmaceutical company. So this is the backdoor way that the pharmaceutical company is kind of, you know, taking over, limiting one by one your vitamin nutrients. It's sort of like the food harmonization code, but, you know, coming in the back door. So whole food supplements, though, those choices are kind of dwindling out there in the marketplace, you know, because synthetics are cheaper to, you know, replicate and make and patent, you know, obviously, and restrict. Well, there are some basic ingredients that consumers can keep in mind that will going to offer them a lot of nutrition that will sustain their metabolism. When the body has the right nutrition, it's satisfied on less volume, so you don't have to eat as much volume in food. When we're eating a bunch of junk and it doesn't have sustainability, we eat more and more and more and more, and this is why we have an obese problem. All right, so when I was a budding herbalist in herb school, I kind of got introduced to the grasses that are pretty plentiful. They're packed full of nutrition. And these are foods that provide what they call super nutrition. And this is the boost of energy consumers are really looking for in a bunch of supplements. So the three grasses kind of sound like something Farmer Joe would feed his animals. But unlike lawn grass, these grasses are safe for human consumption. So the grasses are alfalfa, barley, and wheatgrass. And, you know, we see the wheatgrass craze that started on the West Coast. You know, they were wheatgrass juice bars and all that stuff. And wheatgrass can be a bit bitter. But when you mix it with some of the sweeter grasses, it kind of tones that down without stripping away any nutrition. So grasses like these are really not grains, but they're packed with vital nutrients our bodies are starving for. So the wheatgrass is not a gluten thing. You don't have to, if you have gluten intolerance, you don't have to worry about wheatgrass because it's not the wheat berry. It's not going to have any of those grains in there. Now, chemical analysis of the grasses tend to have similar profiles to many of the dark green vegetables that tend to be missing from a lot of American diets. And so why more people don't take advantage of a lot of the super nutrition in these grasses if they don't like to eat their broccoli or Brussels sprouts, I don't know. But more people that, you know, kind of discover them, they find that, you know, they can eat lighter and drop a few pounds without feeling hungry because, again, the body is satisfied with nutrition. But then there's the, you know, people that want to, you know, go with the hype and they'll eat those artificially colored gummy vitamins that are full of fillers and sugars and dyes. The American Dairy Association was founded now in 1906, and it discovered in the 1930s that when cows did not get fresh grass, and in particular fresh young grass to eat, there was a change in them. The chemical nutrients in their milk went way down. Okay. So, and it was at this discovery that scientists started researching nutritional benefits of the grasses, you know, alfalfa and others. So this is why that prompted that. And this is why any milk from grass-fed cows, you know, not hay, but grass and grass-fed beef, so much more nutritional nutrition in it. So it's total different taste. I mean, you could just look at the meat case, and if they've got, you know, traditional grain-fed cattle and the hamburgers there and or steaks are there, and then you've got over here the grass-fed, different color, different texture, different everything. You know, it's unmistakable in the case. The grass-fed will have a richer, deeper color to the meat. If you were to pick up and feel grain-fed cattle, traditionally fed cattle, and feel the ground-up hamburger, it's fattier and coarser. It feels, I don't know, it feels rougher to me, like it's got particulates in it. Almost, I wouldn't say sand, but it has that rough edge to it. Whereas if you check the grass-fed ground beef, it's creamy, it's smooth, it's a different texture altogether. And when you cook it up in the pan, no fat, very lean, like 5% fat in the grass-fed stuff. So if you want lean, go with that. All right, we're coming up to a break. And we're going to be talking about a little bit more detail about these grasses and what they mean for nutrition for you. And on the other side, we'll be right back. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And we're talking about fast-tracking some nutrition into your system, and it definitely will give you more energy, which most people complain they don't have enough of. Now, in the 1930s, the agricultural chemist Charles Schnabel started documenting the nutritional benefits of wheatgrass, and he was later called the father of wheatgrass. Now, Schnabel stressed the importance of whole food wheatgrass in its early stage, and the chlorophyll is going to be four times greater in the early stage of wheatgrass. So he experienced, he experimented with wheatgrasses, and he fed some of the wheatgrass to his chickens, especially in the winter months, and he said it tripled the egg production. So if any of you homesteaders out there, you know, wheatgrass. He also said he wrote that wheatgrass benefits nearly all kinds of livestock. He wrote that cows produce richer milk and more milk when they have it. So you don't need to give cows growth hormones to beef them up and to improve milk production. You could just give them wheatgrass. Animals that were fed wheatgrass had lower infant mortality, he said. They had healthier fur or feathers or coats. Now, Schnabel worked for a time as a chemist at a feed mill. So in the 30s, he actually developed his own wheatgrass supplement powder, and his family also used it and did not have any serious illnesses or even any tooth decay. So it was essentially pretty much the first multivitamin. But the regimen of taking it, you know, he had it in tablet forms, and you know how people are. They don't want to swallow a bunch of pills. So it didn't catch on, okay? So by the 50s, marketing, he convinced some marketing people to switch to a one-a-day synthetic vitamin as better than a – he didn't convince them, but by the 1950s, the marketing companies convinced the industry to go to a synthetic vitamin called a one-a-day, and the whole food product industry for supplements changed kind of overnight. So the one-a-day vitamin was actually called a miracle of modern medicine. So there was an attempt to combine the wheatgrass with synthetic vitamin chemicals even in order to compete. That was your first nutraceutical, because the synthetic is a petrochemical product and it's a drug. So there was your first nutraceutical in the 50s. So today, though, dried wheatgrass, it tends to be added to a lot of animal feeds. So it does support life, is what they found. So scientists discovered that a lot of the vitamins and amino acids and minerals and protein and enzymes that are needed to support life are in the grasses, the barley, the wheatgrass, and the alfalfa grass. I have alfalfa grass that I mix in into a product called Body Food Mix that you see on the powerherbs.com website. And when we get deliveries and people come by, you know, they say it smells like you're feeding horses, because that's what they tend to feed horses is alfalfa. So it does kind of smell like that.
grasses have, the fresh grasses have a very distinct aroma. Now, science hasn't really found any other food sources that would compete with these grasses for the nutrition they infuse into us humans or animals. So it's very basic but powerful. It's really, if science had to describe it, it's a survival food. Okay, so we're going to compare some of the benefits of these grasses to some common nutrients or foods just to get a look. Now, your barley grass contains a lot of natural B12, but don't tell the FDA. And 80 milligrams per half ounce, I should say. It has vitamin C, 7 times more than oranges have. It also has iron, which would be 5 times more than spinach. And it does have calcium, 11 times more than, let's say, cow's milk. Okay, I don't like cow's milk as a calcium food source. I like herbs because of the boron and magnesium needed for the body to utilize it. So you find that in your calcium-rich green leaf vegetables and some of your medicinal herbs. Now, wheatgrass helps to regulate the digestion from your stomach to your large intestine. So if you have digestive problems, hello, perhaps wheatgrass is your savior. So it helps with also if you're constipated. It helps also cleanse the liver and your blood system. So wheatgrass is the bomb. And the chlorophyll it has will help your stomach replace its lining every 3 days, protecting you from digestive acid. So, you know, if you've got digestive issues of the stomach, wheatgrass. Yep. Alfalfa. Alfalfa is very rich in minerals. It's also antifungal. So it contains 8 essential amino acids for your metabolism and the liver. Also to aid, it promotes the liver, it helps the liver regenerate quickly, and it also promotes the proper pH. So, you know, you don't want to get too acidic or too alkaline because then you're more prone to a disease. So alfalfa helps with that pH balance. If you tend to be off, then alfalfa is your main assistance. So is all wheatgrass the same? I get that a lot. People say, well, you know, where should I get it? You know, and according to a chemist, Charles Chabal, he says not all wheatgrass is the same. And crops are never the same year after year anyway, because of climate changes, soil changes. You know, this all affects the crop. So I have to laugh at the European Union Regulatory Council that wants to standardize all the herbs. And I'm like, good luck. Only way you can do that is to make it synthetic, and they'll probably wind up doing that. They like everything the same. They like all the nutrients to have the same amounts. So you wouldn't be able to claim on your label under those guys that you're better than anybody else. See? So you can't regulate crops like that. So basically the growing and the harvesting of your grasses affects the nutrients. So rich soil that's unpolluted, doesn't have fertilizers or pesticides or herbicides on it, it's going to produce more mineral-rich grasses. And harvesting the grasses early as a young grass is also going to contain more nutrition. Okay, so real. Now, what you can do is you can get dehydrated wheatgrass juice or barley grass juice, and they're highly concentrated powders. And you can and you can stir that into your beverages. If you can get your hands on some really good stuff. Now, what about wheatgrass shots? People go to the wheatgrass shots, especially on the West Coast, has juicing wheatgrass bars, and they take these shots. They're real popular. So is fresh juice or powdered wheatgrass better? Well, they are both going to provide a lot of extra nutrition from the young grass, but if the dried or the dehydrated grass, if it was carefully done, it's going to have just as much or just as much nutrition as the fresh grass. Powdered wheatgrass should look, though, like a vibrant green grass. It shouldn't look brown, or it shouldn't look like burnt orange in color, which means somebody dried the grass and then powdered it too long, creating a lot of friction, and it got burnt. Okay. I see this a problem a lot. Like, what's that, Frank? What's that powdered dog food supplement on the market that you hear all the time? Dinovite, I think it is. I ordered some of that to see, and I opened the container, you know, and it was not vibrant at all. And it was supposed to have all these grasses in it. And I'm like, well, why does it look brown? You know? And now at Apothecary Herbs, we have these grasses, and we put beetroot in it, and we put lemon peel and an orange peel and rose hips. Now, rose hips is kind of a bright red, and beetroot's a dark red. So, I mean, that would tone down the green a bit, but if you got vibrant greens, it's not going to make it look dull or brown. So the Dinovite product I found to be not up to my snuff, you know, my standards. And that's why we came out with the Power Greens for Pets. And you don't need scoops or cups of this stuff. You just need a teaspoonful, and I sprinkle it on the food, and that's it. So, you know, when you get something that's highly nutritious, that's organic and good quality, you don't need mega doses of it, okay? So, you know, quality of the grasses is going to be important. And if you wondered how cows become so big and strong with their beefy bones, and it's because they eat a lot of grass. So if you're worried about bone health, think cow. You know, I don't want you to go out and mow your grass with your face. No, no. But you want some of these wonderful grasses to help with bone health. Definitely going to help you along. So, you know, especially if food gets scarce, these grasses would have a lot of sustainability, you know, for people in famines and things like that. Powdered forms of these grasses, if they're properly stored, are going to have at least a 5-year or longer shelf life. Okay. So if you're adding the powders to liquids, water, juice, then your nutrition becomes water soluble. It's easily, quickly thrown into the system. You don't really have to digest it over hours like a pill form would be. So you get what you need right away within 60 seconds, basically. So if you're looking for the alfalfa, the barley, the wheatgrass, and some of these other nutrients we've been talking about, for natural iron and calcium and other amino acids and plant proteins, like I'm talking about protein as much as if you ate a steak but without all the fat, that's what a lot of these grasses and spirulina and chlorella give you. And these you'll find in the Body Foundation food mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. So you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and it will be under the energy tab. So check that out. Most people, when they get introduced to it, when they're starting their cleanses, they go, hey, can I take this every day? Yep, you can. You absolutely can. And I would. And I do. And I wouldn't be without it. I do my ballroom dancing after I have some of it in some lemonade. I like it in lemonade or apple cider. Whatever you want to put it in is fine. Anyway, the toll-free number for the folks at Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663. And the website is thepowerherbs.com. Ask them for a free product catalog and be empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Yeah.